Welcome to We're Reading Dirty Books. This is our special series. We're talking fantasy football. I'm Kalina.
And I'm Saylet.
And we lost week 7 and it sucks.
I know.
So now we're sad.
We are so sad because we were totally supposed to fucking win. And then at the very last moment, Melvin Gordon decided he wasn't going to play. Well, I don't know if he decided it, but still.
Somehow, the Chargers decided not to use Melvin Gordon, and so he didn't play. And like it was like fucking
everything.
Middle of the morning Sunday. Yes. I had to like go, fuck.
Like, we were so lucky that you saw that before the game started.
Yes, yeah.
Otherwise, we'd have been way more fucked.
Way more fucked her. than we were, because I put in like our next running back, but trust me, we have Melvin Gordon, and it's not like our next running back is good.
Right.
Like, Melvin Gordon and Ezekiel Elliott are our two running backs,
and then
there's a drop-off, a massive drop-off to the next one.
It was just kind of like, you have no chance now.
No.
Like, he would have made up those points that would have gotten us to the winning. We would have won with that.
Yeah.
So that was frustrating and sad. And so
we weren't supposed to lose to Peter at all.
No, we were
Even
not.
Peter said you guys weren't supposed to lose.
Right. You guys heard him last week. We were all in agreement here. Then they fucked us.
Yeah. So we're a little sad. And we don't have a lot of hope going into this week because.
No, because Dan's a cheater. No, he's not.
It's not Dan's fault. that our two star running backs, Melvin Gordon and Ezekiel Elliott, are both on bye in the same week. So whereas last week we at least got one of them, we had Elliott, we now don't have either one this week.
None.
So I've got like third stringer running backs playing this week.
I know. And Dan went and did some like magic mojo joke, like something crazy, and picked up all these, like, not all these, but I think like two or three new players.
Two players who
and
are...
one of them, Kenyon Drake?
Drake, last
fucking
Thursday.
Fucking scored him 21 and a half points.
Fucking A on Thursday night. It was ridiculous.
God,
he's only supposed to get like six.
Yeah. Seven.
Seven.
But still.
So like, fucking stupid.
Oh my God.
In his flex spot, he got 20 some fucking points.
Yeah.
We're going to be lucky if any of our single players get 20 fucking points this week.
I know. It's ridiculous. It's
and then for like
really
a minute,
tough.
Our quarterback was questionable. And I was like, God damn it.
I was worried about that.
It's like, I can't fix this.
I saw that.
Everyone, you got to get healthy and stay healthy.
So we're definitely slotted to lose this week. And I've already told Dan that he should give up. And not put up a fight and just give up on the whole fantasy league
thing.
I think
he should just bench all his players and let us win.
That he should just, relax.
He did not like that idea when I mentioned it to him.
He also just smiled and patted me on the head. Just kidding. He didn't, because I would kick his ass for that.
Straight in the balls.
But he, I was just like, dude, I told him, I said, Dan, never don't give up. Which means
give up.
And he does not take heed to my advice. So we're crawling this week and we're hoping we're going to make it.
Maybe magic will happen. Maybe his players will get the flu and I'll be puking and not be able to play tomorrow.
We tried to wish that on like everybody's players.
Well, because I never want anyone to actually be injured.
Well, no.
Or anything.
Not at all.
But
just
you
like
could be sick for a day.
Yeah, we don't want them to, like, you know...
No.
Get something completely bad.
No,
but
just
eat bad sushi.
The norovirus, something. That could really fuck you up for 24 hours.
You know,
and then,
it's all good. It'll be fine. Maybe an appendicitis. I know that's not the... But you can recover from that. Just kidding. I don't want that. Wish on it.
That usually is a surgery.
Or
and that's hard.
We can just fucking hope that DT is going to step it up.
DT, who else is our wide receivers? Because they could do something. Green
AJ
could come
Green.
Back and kill it.
And Chris Godwin.
Godwin.
Yep.
Cohen can still do great for us. He can be good. And we did go and pick up...
Monster.
He's a running back at San Francisco because they've been struggling with... what's his face? Well... Nope, not going to come to me now. But he was their original starting running back, and he hasn't been doing well all season.
Oh, okay.
So I think that pickup might be good for us, hopefully.
I hope so.
So here's hope. I mean, they're playing Arizona, who Denver fucking blew the fuck out of the water last week. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So hopefully Arizona's still as sucky and San Francisco can just roll over them and uses our running back to do so.
Yeah. So, I mean, we got kicked down to fourth place with that loss. Yeah. And Ben's still fucking 7-0.
He's losing this week, though. Have you seen John?
Who's he playing? Oh, yeah.
John's taking it to him.
I think that Dan is right. I think John's going to be.
Here's the problem, though. John's, like, top, I think, running back just got injured, like, IR on Thursday night.
Oh.
Got him 20 points and then went on IR in the fourth quarter. Fuller?
Go look him up. I didn't know that.
Yeah, Fuller, his wide receiver, is out for the rest of the season. Oh, he tore a knee. So,
wow.
He can't count. I mean, he got his points this week, but that's
sure,
it for him.
He's going to have to go find another guy.
He has to get a new wide receiver. And there's just no one left in our league. I mean, literally, going to try and find players in this league is...
No, it's impossible.
The fucking worst.
Yeah. Oh, wow. I didn't know that. Well, that's good... For us. I mean, I feel bad for the player, obviously. But that is good for... Oh, wow.
So hopefully John beats Ben this week, and then our players come back and we destroy him next week.
Yes. That would be fantastic.
I think at that point we'd be back in second place, depending on how other things fall. And then we play some easier people towards the end, and then we have one more tough game.
Yeah.
So... I think we're doing... I think no matter what... I mean, obviously, if we lose everything from here on out, we fucked. But I think we aren't going to lose the rest of our games. We might lose one or two more. But we're going to be in the playoffs. And then that's when things fucking matter. So we have got to, like, start really... If there's... We have to pay attention.
Yeah.
If there's any more people who, like, first stringers go down, we have to know who the hell their backups are and go get them.
Yes.
Because I have at least two spaces on our bench of people who I could just fucking drop now.
Okay.
And go get somebody else.
Good.
But I'm going to be out of the country for 2 weeks. So
don't say that.
Good luck.
Yeah. Kalina is going to be out of the country for 2 weeks. So I will have a guest person on the podcast talking football with me. Because me talking football on my own is just going to be real bad. She's going to get like copies of this and like in Egypt and be like, it's only 2 minutes long. And all she did was read the roster and tell us the weather. That's all she said. I don't know anything about football on that episode. So, I'm going to have to get some help on that side. And I think I know somebody that will help and not just let me let us fall. So,
well, yeah, I hope somebody would help you.
I mean, like with the roster and all that stuff. Yeah.
Well, definitely once this week's over, I'm putting Elliot and...
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Gordon right back in. And then hopefully the rest of the thing is mostly set. You might have to mess with our flex a bit.
Yeah. And that's fine if I have to switch or whatever. Like if Rudolph's but those two over, guys, so they've had their buys are this week, so we're good.
I don't think we have any big buys after this. This was our big fuck up week.
Cam had his buy already.
Cam's already been
and
off.
Our D's had
D
our buy.
And our kicker.
So I think we're set. I think we're good.
Right.
So unless any of them gets injured again or is out or whatever, then that's when I'll have to start scrambling.
Yeah.
But after, as soon as we get into the playoff season, it's butthole pucker time.
Mm.
That's when it's gonna...
It's just... Elimination.
Mm-hmm.
We gotta do it. But we got this.
Yes, we do.
All right, guys. Well, that's all we have for this week.
Yeah, so I'll go ahead and post the roster when this episode goes up. And wish us good luck, guys.
Which is in, like, only a couple of hours.
Because we almost didn't make this recording. We're sitting in Emily's spare bedroom right now, and her cats are trying to escape the room. They're like, these crazy girls have locked us in their room with
us. They're just talking into a tiny little phone.
Fucking weirdos. Hi, kitty.
Hi, kitty. All right.
That got weird. Okay. So thanks for joining us, guys. And
we'll talk to you later.
Yeah.
Bye.